This is Jan Arden, and if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to DJSF 90.1 FM Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we're broadcasting on unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. At Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. And joining me in the studio today is Ayu.
Hello, I'm Ayu.
We are going to be chatting about something, for me, that's pretty exciting. Because, personally, I don't know if I've met anybody in real life who knows exactly what this is.
Yeah.
Some people know the general concept, but they don't know the main thing, the main people.
Yeah, I think so. I'm also excited.
You joined me on the show last week. We talked a little bit about the difference between radio in Japan and in Canada. Today we're going to be talking about something that kind of brings us closer as colleagues, as friends, I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about the Sakamichi groups, which are... How would you best describe it? Are you kind of like a collective of girls, Japanese idol groups?
Yeah, collective Japanese idol group. So the person who called Yasushi Akimoto, he made the group, three groups, and Nogizaka, Hinata Nogizaka, before Keyakizaka, but now Sakurazaka and Hinatazaka. So... yeah, he also made other groups, but for me, yeah, I like three groups, Nogizaka, Hinatazaka, and Sakurazaka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when it comes to the world of J-pop idols, I guess, the listener may know, may recognize, may understand that I do enjoy, like, a good idol group, but for me... the past couple of years, I've been really into the Sakamichi groups. Hinatazaka is my favorite Japanese idol group right now, which is why I'm so excited to talk to you today about this. Do you have a favorite Japanese idol group?
So my favorite is actually Nogizaka.
Okay.
So, I like all of three groups, but I've been to concert, Nogizaka concert before, so, and my sister also likes them, so we went there together, and I didn't expect that we can get the ticket because it's so popular, and, but we are lucky and we could join the concert, the live, and it was so fun.
That's awesome. That is so exciting. We're going to be talking all about that kind of thing today. And for the playlist, we've put together a Sakamichi group playlist. You picked out a number of the songs, as did I. I don't really... Sometimes I feel like I don't really know why I liked the song, but I did. But maybe... you can tell us a little bit about the songs that you picked today. So we're going to move into the playlist. Do you want to talk about the first one here?
So the first one is the name of the song is called Arigachi na Renai. And it's hard to describe in English, but it's like more, there are various kind of songs from Nogizaka, but it's more mature. Some members are still young and some members are older than them, but anyway, this song is more mature, like the adult, I don't know how to say, but love, or they sing about love or something. Mm. And yeah, it's more mature song.
Why do you like the song?
I like the melody of the songs, and usually I know so many songs, like more how to say, like happy, just I don't know how to say, but this is not very it's high tempo, but it's more like it's different from other songs, I can feel. And the melody of the song is, anyway, is so good. So, and I like that person who made this song. Maybe it's same as other songs, my favorite songs, like we played later, we played other songs, but I forgot the name of the person, but I like the person who made this song.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, you're about to listen to that. I really recommend, if you haven't already, if you're not listening using a stereo system, or if you are not wearing earbuds, to please plug in, because I feel like that is the best way to enjoy this song.
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoy Arigachina Denai.
Yeah, Arigachina Denai.
君らしく生きていく自由があるんだ大人たちに支配されるな初めからそう諦めてしまったら僕らは何のために生まれたのか夢を見ることは時には孤独にもなるよ誰もいない道を進むんだこの世界は触れていても始まらない Yesterday のがサイレンマジョリ
Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie.
My name is Ayu.
And you just heard on the playlist Kuroi Hitsuji.
Yeah, Kuroi Hitsuji.
And before that, you heard Silent Majority. Mm-hmm. Both of these tracks are by a J-pop girl group, which is kind of now... They're a little bit different now, but they were called at one point Keyakizaka 46. Mm-hmm. And that's what Ayu and I are going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the groups in the Sakamichi Collective, Sakamichi Groups Collective. They are a group of groups, mm-hmm. Produced by a... entertainment producer named Akimoto Yasushi.
Yes.
Yeah, you picked Silent Majority. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? I know the song is very, very popular in Japan. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a little bit more also about like why it's so popular and why you picked it?
So the first time I listened to this song, I remember when I was in junior high school in Japan. And because during the lunchtime, we played the songs like every day. Oh. So that's why I didn't know. I had no idea about Keyakizaka 46 at the time. But when that song was played during the lunchtime, some of my classmates looked so excited. And, oh, I like the song. I like the song. And I was so wondering, oh. And I didn't know much about them, so oh, but actually it's good. And yeah, the lyrics is maybe they're also related to some social problem, like the name of Silent Majority. I'm not sure about the background exactly, but so yeah, Akimoto Yasushi, they often write the lyrics related to some social issues or problem, and it's like it's hard to say opinion to the adult or yeah, so it also relate to me, and yeah, I like the song.
yeah I've heard that's like what the lyrics are about, like the idea that like children are kind of like fed up with having mm-hmm. to follow like expectations and rules from adults and things like that, which is why part of the reason why, at least as I understand it, it got so popular. Mm-hmm. This was Keyakizaka's first mm-hmm. ever. And in Canada, actually, the term silent majority actually mm-hmm. kind of refers to something that a lot of people would be like a little bit wary about. Oh. They'd be a little bit scared about mm-hmm. it because there are some people who are a part of the majority, but mm-hmm. who think that like being criticized means that they're being silent,
mm-hmm.
they're being censored.
Yeah.
So it has that kind of, in Canada, it has that kind of like, socially charged element to it, but not so much in the case with the song, because it is kind of about like as I understand it, like an issue that's like quite common amongst young people.
Yeah, young people.
We were talking a little bit during the music break about like why people like the Sakamichi groups, and particularly why like they have a lot of female fans.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you mentioned, Ayu, was like maybe it's like that these groups, particularly like with Nogizaka 46, mm-hmm. like there's a lot more modesty mm-hmm. in their concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Like,
mm-hmm.
And tell me like kind of like, what is kind of like the fan reception around the Sakamichi groups in Japan?
So actually, I also saw some TV program which talk about their these three groups, and they also said there are so many female fans of the groups, and many girls, female women, they not only the songs, but they buy some magazines because the members often show up in the magazine, and they people often buy the same thing, like same clothes and same bags, and because they want to be like that. And so we said modesty. We can also see the length of the skirt, because it's different. The length of the skirt is different from group to group, and I feel like it depends. It depends on the songs, the concept of the songs. But generally, all of these three groups, they have more longer skirts than other groups like AKB48 or other Japanese idol groups. So it looks more elegant for me, and I really like it. Of course, I like the short skirt when they wear the short skirt, but I prefer when they wear the longer skirt, because it looks more elegant, and I usually don't wear the short skirt.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, for example, when they wear the longer skirt, oh, I want to buy the similar skirt or something. So maybe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think you're right about that point about like girls admiring them and wanting to like kind of be like them, yeah, and emulate them. I remember, I think this was about right before one of the very popular members of Nagisaka 46, Shiraishi Mai. right before she graduated, she was in this kind of like fashion show called
Fashion Show
Tokyo Girls Collective or something.
Yeah.
And everybody was really excited to see her, and she did her runway. It was really quiet at first, but then she did her runway, and the hall just erupted in screaming. It was all girls' voices,
yeah,
and it felt like really powerful. When I was quite a bit younger, when I was like, I've always really liked girl groups. I've never really liked the boy groups all that much. But liking female idols, I remember feeling like I was like the only female fan of them, because like most everybody else were men.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's because like that's how the groups are kind of marketed and like produced in the concept. So it was really exciting to see her walk down the runway, and then to watch a video of people like being so excited. Yeah. They really admire her and respect her. Mm-hmm. It was really cool.
Yeah, I know. It's different from like, yeah, I'm so surprised. And also she, not only Mayan, but many members have photo books. Yeah, so it's also popular among female fans, so not only male but also female fans, they buy their photo books, and yeah.
It's exciting to look at a pretty lady sometimes.
I know.
I think you told me when we talked before, mm-hmm, that your favorite members in Nogizaka are Nanase.
Yeah, Nanase.
And Momoko?
Momoko. Osano Momoko.
Do you have a current favorite, somebody who's still active in the group?
Oh, so still active. Actually, my recent favorite member is Gokise, the five, how to say that, like
fifth generation.
A fifth generation, and she name is Nao, Tomisato Nao.
Oh, okay.
And Ioki Mao, dear.